Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good day. Happy Friday. Oh, it's Friday the 13th. Are you superstitious? Did you know that today is also known as Black Friday and is considered an unlucky day in Western superstition? It occurs on the 13th day of the month, and the Gregorian calendar falls on a Friday. The superstition surrounding this day may have arisen in the Middle Ages, but we'll get back to that later on in the show. Of course, the topic today is love, divorce, and friendship. Did you ever wonder what happens in a relationship? Oh, there's so much naivety in the beginning, and there's so much reckoning, so much acceptance, so much understanding. But according to Khalil Gibran, Khalil Gibran, I have his book here. Love is unconditional. This is Gibran's masterpiece. The Prophet has become one of the beloved classics of our time. Published in 1923. It has been translated into more than 20 languages, and the American editions alone have sold more than 9 million copies. Gibran considered the Prophet his greatest achievement. He said, "I think I've never been without the Prophet since I first conceived the book back in Mount Lebanon. It seems to have been part of me. I kept the manuscript 4 years before I delivered it over to my publisher, because I wanted to be sure, I wanted to be very sure, that every word of it was the very best I had to offer." If there is a man or woman who can read this book without a quiet acceptance of this great man's philosophy and a singing in the heart as of music born within, that man or woman is indeed dead to life and truth. Other books by the Prophet: The Madman, 1918. And this is a quote: "His power came from some great reservoir of spiritual life, else it would not have been so universal and so potent. But the majesty and beauty of the language with which he had clothed it were all his own." Oh, the love letters of Khalil Gibran, the man from Lebanon. "Love gives naught but itself and takes naught from itself. Love possesses not, nor would it be possessed, for love is sufficient unto love." You shall be together. Let there be spaces there. Let there be spaces in your togetherness. And let the winds of the heavens dance between you. Love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. sing and dance together and be joyous. And let each one of you be alone. Even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. Oh, give your hearts, but not into each other's keeping, for only the hand of life can contain your hearts. And stand together, yet not too near together, for the pillars of the temple stand apart, and the oak tree and the cypress grow not in each other's shadow. Isn't that beautiful? Love is unconditional. And what I loved in this poem, let there be spaces in your togetherness. Love is sufficient unto love. Love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. But if you love and must needs have desires, let these be your desires. To melt and be like a running brook that sings its melody into the night. To know the pain of too much tenderness, to be wounded by your own understanding of love, and to bleed willingly and joyfully. To wake at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. When you woke up this morning, did you remember that the first hour is the rudder of the day? And you woke up to a clear canvas. Unless you went to bed last evening carrying all of the events of the day into your dreams, and now you're waking up to a puzzle that's not put together, and it's so confusing and irritating that you wake up saying, "Good God, it's morning," instead of, "Good morning, God." You are the designer. Darlings, you're the creator of your life. And if there's some part of your life that needs to be readjusted, take one baby step at a time. You've heard the saying, to change your life, change your thinking, but you can't do it in one fell swoop. You have to take a little baby step. And be joyous to wake up at dawn with a winged heart and give thanks for another day of loving. To rest at the noon hour and meditate love's ecstasy. Are you mindful about taking 5 minutes a day and just sitting quietly and clear your mind and just breathe naturally? To return home at evening time with gratitude? And then to sleep with a prayer for the beloved in your heart and a song of praise on your lips. You have to get the book, The Prophet Kahil, Khalil Gibran, KAHIKAHLILGIBRAN. And the publisher is Alfred A. KNOPF, out of New York. And the original paintings are that of Gibran. Let's see what else, like children playing by the ocean who build sand towers with constancy and then destroy them with laughter. But what of those to whom life is not an ocean and man-made laws are not sand towers? But to whom life is a rock and the law a chisel with which they would carve it in their own likeness? What of the cripple who hates dancers? What of the ox who loves his yoke and deems the elk and deer of the forest stray and vagrant things? What of the old serpent who cannot shed his skin and calls others naked and shameless? And of him who comes early to the wedding feast and when overfed and tired goes his way saying that all feasts are violations and all feasters lawbreakers? Then a lawyer said, but what of our laws, master? And he answered, you delight in laying down laws, yet you delight more in breaking them. Like children playing by the ocean who build sand towers with consistency and then destroy them with laughter. But while you build your sand towers, the ocean brings more sand to the shore. And when you destroy them, the ocean laughs with you. Verily, the ocean laughs always with the innocent. But what of those to whom life is not an ocean, and man-made laws are not sand towers, but to whom life is a rock and the law and the chisel with which they would carve it in their own likeness? Toxic, negative thinking. I'm going, this was given to me by Bob, our son, September 1996. Mom, read this book with an open heart. I left my home on the 19th and I left Colorado. I left my home at age 19, then I left Colorado at age 25. Many people never get to feel the longing for a place they've left behind. Sometimes when I am lonesome, I feel compelled to blame it on my surroundings, knowing full well the feeling is only temporary. I am a happy and solid man. And I have never been happier or more content in my life. Forgive me, better yet understand, that times I am only speaking from my heart, not my head. Love, Bob. Isn't that beautiful? What shall I say of those say that they too stand in the sunlight, but with their backs to the sun? They see only shadows, and their shadows are their laws. And what is the sun to them but a caster of shadows? And what is it to acknowledge the laws but to stoop down and trace their shadows upon the earth? But you who walk facing the sun, what images drawn on the earth can you hold? You who travel with the wind, what weather vane shall direct your course? What man's law shall bind you if you break your yoke but upon no man's prison door? What laws shall you fear if you dance but stumble against no man's iron chains? And who is he that shall bring you to judgment if you tear off your garment yet leave it in no man's path? People of Orphalias, you can muffle the drum. You can loosen the strings of the lyre. But who shall command the skylark not to sing? Get the book. It is just unbelievable. It is a masterpiece. If there's a man or woman who can read this book without a quiet acceptance of a man's great philosophy and a singing in the heart as of music born within, that man or woman is indeed dead to life and truth. Do you have an open heart? Do you love unconditionally? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the calling number is 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And you could call me after the show on my landline, 847-882-8717. And don't forget to check my websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. And be sure and click on all of C buttons. Now, remember I promised you that I would do? Well, I didn't promise, I just said that I would touch on local, national, and international news. Well, locally, I'm looking out the window. Oh, the weather is going to be glorious. It's going to be maybe 55 today. And right now, the sun is shining. And when I looked out, there's still the pond that I'm looking over, there's still a light glaze of ice, and the silly geese were walking on it as though they were ice skating. So we've been in a joyous mood. But you see, weather really never bothered me. Excuse me. There's nothing I can do about it. Oh, it's going to be 58 today. Live in the moment. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Tomorrow is promised to no one. So tell me, why wouldn't you make today the best ever? And what is the first thing you're going to do? Oh, you're going to take that nice big cat stretch. And then you're going to think about how you're going to design your day. Is it going to be grumpy? Is it going to be filled with anger? Is it going to be filled with disappointments and challenges? And you do know that when we have disappointments and challenges, it's because we have to learn. And that's what today's topic is going to be about, love, divorce, and friendship. That love marriage, in love marriage, you have to decide, is it an addiction or is it truly being in love with that person for who they are, unconditionally? Are you a master controller? Does it have to be your way? Why don't we all agree today, just for 24 hours, that we're going to allow everyone to be whoever they want to be? And no judgments. Quincy Jones, I'm going to quote him, said, "Not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me. What you think of me is none of my business." So I did digress. But sometimes, now you know the weather is going to be 58 degrees. Man, get the picnic baskets. Let's go off to the beach. Okay, all of you football addicts. Yeah, I was kind of curious to see what would happen with Jay Cutler with the Bears. They're going to keep him. And the reasoning, allegedly, is that it's easier to keep him and to work on developing him than getting a newbie that would take another 3 years. I don't know. You see, I'm still reeling from, I don't understand it. Do any of you understand it? His contract, allegedly, he was offered $122 million. Well, why? For what? I know that sports, all of it, it's a billion-dollar entities. Could anyone justify and clarify that? 347-637-3789. Listening to Live with Kathy, March 13th. Are you superstitious? If you are, come on, share it with me. But in the Chicago Sun-Times, yeah, I like their new style. They've changed their format. There's a Sneed exclusive. Start spreading the news. The scoop on how the Obamas plan to make a brand new start of it in New York. Plus, University of Chicago bigwigs make urgent push to keep library in Chicago. Chicken in the car won't go. Yep, that's where they'd rather be. I guess that's where they'll make big bucks. I don't know. So let's cut to the chase. I'm quoting Sneed. You could follow her on chicagos.suntimes.com. Are more likely to go with him than Chewy. Huh. Sources told by impeccable sources. Sneed is told that Barack Obama, and his wife Michelle want to live in New York when they leave the White House. They want New York, plain and simple, said a top Sneed source who asked to remain anonymous, but has a relationship with the Obamas. It's not an unusual decision, added the source. The Clintons moved to New York after Billy Boy left presidency. It's a happening place. I love the energy of New York. They love the vibe in New York and don't plan to have their main residence in Chicago. Is Chicago not big enough anymore? I'm told the Obamas feel New York is the right place to be for the next phase of their lives, and the second source said, I don't think the emotional tie to Chicago is what it once was, perhaps not sophisticated enough. I can't imagine either one of them making their home base here. New York is what they want. They're both going to be traveling, being on boards, making speeches, earning a lot more than a White House salary. It's called the presidential gravy train. So don't be surprised if the Obamas spend quality family time in Hawaii, where the president has family roots. So what's hanging in the balance of the decision on the location of the Obama Presidential Library and worries that it may be headed outside the Windy City, once again making Chicago the nation's second city? But you see, in my heart of hearts, Chicago is not the second city. It's an entity unto itself, has its own person. Whoever gave the titles, the first city, the second city? I don't understand it. New York is making a major pitch to grab the library, particularly Columbia University, and Sneed reported last month that New York may have the upper hand because of the First Lady Michelle's interest in locating there. I think it would be great. It doesn't have to be in Chicago. I don't know what the big brouhaha is about. Now they're tired of trying to raise the money. I don't want to go into retirement doing so and have expressed interest in having some of the Chicago's rich muckety-mucks, all University of Chicago trustees, help take up the load. Did you know that unless some gazillionaire wants to donate $250 million, the Obamas are going to have to work at it? The Reagans, both Bush families, and the Clintons worked hard at funding their library and museums. That could be the reason for the spat of the recent intimate White House dinners. Did you get an invitation? Oh, you didn't? I didn't either. You know, Obama picked Chicago because it was easier to get into politics here. It wasn't going to happen in New York way back then. A lot of people will be terribly disappointed if that doesn't happen. Chicago would have defined who he was, and the Obama Library would have brought hope to the inner city. If the library doesn't come here, it will be a kick in the gut. That is one of the analysts said. Okay, Rami. Is a key part of Rami's re-election strategy a reliance on turning out all voters who pooled Republican ballots in recent years? To wit, Snedis told, Rami's research indicates those GOP city voters are far more likely to go with him than his opponent, Chewy, who is viewed as a more liberal, progressive candidate. And then I think you need to know, I like Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge. She stopped by the London set of Downton Abbey and spent most of her time downstairs. She spent time with the cast, plays, and the servants touring the stage where the film scenes in their quarters in their castle kitchens. Yeah, she's a very humble, gentle, that's the word I was looking for, person. And looking on to the news locally, a Palestinian immigrant gets 18 months in prison in terror-related cases. She's from Detroit, and she is a resistance firefighter. And Drain told her he was, I'm quoting someone, impressed by her work to help Arab immigrants since arriving in Chicago area 20 years ago. I told you again, I'll say it again, over and over, over and over and over and over again. Please come to our country. It's the best nation in the world to live. But do it legally. Do it the way my mother and father did. They immigrated from Europe, turn of the century, early 1900s, or even later than that. But in the 1900s, through Ellis Island, went to class, took the oath, and they became American citizens. They worked their tuckuses off. Yeah, I remember. Pa never stood in a bread line. That would be humiliating. Pa built the house we lived in. on the south side of Chicago. My mother was a great nutritionist, and I thank her every day for my good health. And my father, his work ethics, second to none. I have no problem coming in from all over the world. But it's not going to be a free lunch. I'm not going to support you while you sit on your tuchus, enjoy the goodies that we have to offer. I'm wondering, if I went to Mexico now, would the government support me? If I went to Russia now, Lithuania, Slovakia, Zagreb, would the governments support me? And of course, the first thing I would do is learn the language. And I said this on another show earlier, that the reason why Mexicans coming here, Spanish, there are two languages. Press one for English, press two for Spanish. Don't you know that if you're bilingual, you're going to make more money? You have quite a contribution to make. You've been mandated to make this contribution to life and the living, but not at our cost. So welcome to America. But do it the right way. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And did you know that Blog Talk Radio is sponsor-driven, my show? And by the way, you do know that I take responsibility for all of my comments. Anything that I have to say, they're mine. They're not yours. No one owns them. I do. And that's just exactly the way I want it to be. Now, it's controversial. Many of my remarks or alleged whatever I'm saying is open to discussion. No guts, no glory. Do you have the guts to share your voice? Well, come on, call in. 347-637-3789. Radio is a marvelous form of advertising. And blog talk, oh, remarkable. It is a marketing tool for you, and it's a learning curve. Because you've got to hear yourself on the air. You have to convince yourself that you're very powerful, that people could, hardly wait to hear what you have to say. What do you function from? Confidence? Persuasiveness? Integrity? Honesty? You know, change is constant. It's the only constant in our world. And when you're thinking out of the box, you need to know when to shift your strategies. Are you willing to shift your strategies to accommodate change? I have an introductory offer, one-time introductory offer. This is a learning process for you. You're going to learn about you and about radio. And then you'll be able to build your own dynasty with your knowledge. You could have your own show, too. Do you want to be under my umbrella? 10 weeks. You call me at 847-882-8717 and Michmo Devanit. We will talk. See if we resonate. I'll know if you're ready to shift your strategies. Are you ready for the learning curve? Are you ready to host your own half-hour show? No interruptions, no commercials. It's your show. You are going to sell you to the world. And you see, the beauty of being on Blog Talk is that it is archived. By the way, I don't let you hang. There are no loose cannons. I prep you. I work with you. We rehearse. And then you get to listen to yourself. And you ask yourself one question, a couple. How good was I? Would I drop everything, run to the phone or the internet, my computer, and find out more about me and my product? How was my voice? How was my voice? You see, I do know that if my voice were up here, if I was like this, you would click me off in a heartbeat. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity, your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Where are you going? First impressions are lasting, but they can also be tarnished by your voice. Call to action. Do you want to be part of this consortium? So affordable. If you were to call a radio station or a TV studio and say, I want to rent your studio for 3 hours or whatever, they would charge you in the thousands. This is nowhere near it. This is an investment in you. And my mastermind people said, well, what? You're practically giving it away. Well, it makes me happy if I know that I've made a difference in your life and that you're fulfilling your dream. And I will applaud you. I'll walk alongside of you. I won't walk in back or in front. But I will help you while you're moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new portals, and vistas to enter to explore. So call me, 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on www.impact-net.org and write down this date, next Thursday, March 19th. Ironworkers and Impact will be on the show. It's their show. Two titanic creators of innovative methods to work together and to create beautiful objects of art. Ironworking, what a noble profession. There's a CD out. Aaron Copland opens with Fanfare to the Common Man. And then we transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer in the beautiful movements of the swan. Years of arduous work, but both taking this tremendous bow, and I thank them for their ingenuity, for their devotion to their craft and their art. Now, our mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers and for you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. On one hand, you have 4 years of college. On the other, you have the Dom Perignon of the trades, iron workers. You have to qualify. And how do you qualify? You log on to ironworkers.org. check it out. If you don't check it out, it's an automatic negative. How could you possibly know it isn't for you unless you investigate? Start out 4 years as an apprentice and the creme de la creme. You're getting paid while you learn. And your health care kicks in, and so does your pension. So you log on www.impact-net.org and ironworkers.org. I know what I'm talking about. I'm married an iron worker. You know, we're both exercise evangelists, and we work out at the Hoffman Estates Park District. Age has nothing to do with it, so let's not even go there. But I do often wonder, we see it's a mindset, it's habit. It's habit, and many of you are living your life according to the gospel of other people. Not the silver fox and I, we dance to our own drummer. He has his drummer, and I have mine. Remember, Khalil Gibran said, let there be separation in your togetherness. He shoots pool, I watch, The Price is Right, my therapy. Just kidding. But we love working out at the Hoffman Estates Park District because we have created our own family. We're all like-minded. We understand that the body and brain don't age. We do by our choices. And they have a 50-plus consortium led by Rika Kauf, who does an incredible job. 50 and you're lonely? It's your choice. Call your park district or senior centers or even libraries. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. In less, in just about a month, the tax man cometh. Greg McIntyre is our personal CPA, and he'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions. ahtax@ameritech.net. Hey, looks do matter. I don't care whether you agree with me or not. They matter to me. I mean, feel good, you look good. If you look good, you feel good. I'm talking about looking good in the realm of reason. Expectations. Look, if you're 60, 70, 80, 90, you ain't going to look 20. I don't care how many facelifts you had. I think Joan Rivers had 5. Oh, I miss her. What a lovely gal and entertaining. And she wore her heart on her sleeve. Whether you agree with me or not, I know that. I could tell by just looking into her eyes. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks? Get the book, The Elixir. Go to simplyageless.net. Click on books. It's nonfiction. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment. Just the book. It's an e-book, 80 pages. You want the soft book? I have that too. 6 decades. You see, at the age of 7, I knew I didn't want to grow old. And it's all in the book. I share with you my secrets for de-stressing our faces. You see, looking good is inside out. I know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body, but I also know that negative thinking is a killer. It's one of the leading factors in premature aging. Stress, stress, stress. Anger, anger, anger. Worry, worry, worry. And in some cases, it has led to death. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. Oh, I have some incredible things to share with you. But you need to get the book. And then scroll down and look at the book Choices. AuthorHouse.com. It's going to help you overcome your toxic negative thinking. It's going to help you to adopt, adapt, and activate a new mindset. Thoughts are not just things, they're the creator of things. I want you to be peppy, positive, energetic with power. And it could be done. But you have to change your thinking. One baby step at a time. Did you have more month than money last month, February? Do you want to be your own CEO? You know, quitting your job could help, but don't quit your job if you're really depending on it. How about those of you that could think out of the box and say, I have this dream. You know, I had a dream. I was 25 years old. Started my own home-based business, Hats by Kathy. I don't have a college degree. All I had was the desire to achieve. And did you know? Yeah, I am smart enough. And so are you. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Home-based businesses are exploding. And darling, you do not have to spend tons of money. I'll work with you. I'll encourage you to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? Do you need money? Do you want to be your own boss? And make it a family affair. You know how to get in touch with me. You could call me at 847-882-8717. I shall be happy to help you carve and design a new direction in your life. Now, darlings, I want you to pay close attention to what I'm going to say. The PSAs are coming up next. Hang up if the IRS calls you. It's a scam. The IRS will never call you. It's a scam. No, you don't owe the IRS any money. It's a scam. These people are depraved. They're sociopaths. They want your money. Hang up, call the police. If you have caller ID, take that number and relay it to the police. The only way the IRS will ever contact you is via mail. They do not call anyone. They do not send out emails. Delete, 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 delete. Another scam. Warren Buffett. I was to contact this person that said that I was being gifted $1.5 million at Warren Buffett at warren.us.pn. They have their own email address. And when I made them aware that I got this email, it came back. It's a scam. Well, I knew it. I could tell by the commentary and everything. And if I were being gifted, wouldn't they send it out via Postal Express? Don't be duped, I'm telling you. The IRS will only call you. Do you hear me? They will only call you. Honey dolls, chicky babes, we lose $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many higher. It's much higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Con and scam artists, they're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Hang up. Do not give out any personal information. No social security number, where you live. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, thank you, ARP, 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283. And let's not forget about domestic abuse. And let's call it what it really is. It's a crime. And men, it's time for your voice to be heard. Tell me, cat got your tongue, why? Why are men often hesitant to make a statement? Would you want your mother, sister, or daughter be a victim? And what about children? It will scar everyone for life. And it's not only men, it's females too. And grandparents. And creative people. It is a disease. It's pandemic. It's spread across the world. Do you know that my credit card has been compromised several times by someone in Europe? Go out and get a job. Make a living. You've got to take these numbers down. There is help. Please don't stay in an abusive relationship. Illinois, it's 877-863-6338. And National Domestic Violence Hotline, 800-799-7233. The PSAs have been brought to you by people who care. Chuck Brasselton. In the book Choices, My Life's Work. Rhea Schmidt in the book Choices, Who Am I and Where Am I Going? In Memoriam in the book Choices, Bonnie Rooks, the oldest female steel mill mama. In the book Choices, Lee Patrick, I was chosen, I was special. And in Memoriam, Bev Gosset. And read about my story, All Things Kathy, through the years. Get the book, Choices. It is not a coffee table book. You will not be able to put it down. And then, write this down, Thomas Patrick, The Second Coming, Tate Publishing. And remember, you could get Choices by logging on to AuthorHouse.com and read a chapter. You will love it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And our topic is love life. Love your life. Love it even though you're going through a divorce. That's teaching you lessons that you're not grasping. Can you become friends? Why not? You see, it's just, this marriage thing is just about coming together as one, but then there must be separation. You must give yourself some freedom. There must be some, can't be together all the time. Hey, remember when we met near the jungle gym at school? I do. You were 7, I was 6. We became bandmates in high school, and then all of a sudden we became men. And did all of those man things. One of which was finding someone we loved enough to marry. I have proof that both of us were very happy then. Our wedding photos show us laughing, smiling, and greeting friends and relatives, eating cake, smoking cigars, and dancing. At that time, it was impossible to imagine, in the face of all that merriment, that one day our respective unions would begin to crack and would become a total collapse. Our marriage has failed. Other marriages failed, but ours wouldn't. That wouldn't happen to us. We were bright, young, and most of all, we were sure of our brides. There was no one else in the world for me back then but the one that I was in love with. We were partners, friends, lovers. And when life handed us struggles, we stuck together. Sometimes I'd watch her while she slept and think, I don't know what I would do if I had to live without you. We made a pact that we'd both die together in our sleep, at the same time arms crossed across checks, so neither of us would have to face the world without the other. I saw it coming. I saw it coming before she did. The money ran out. Then every month was a struggle. Both of us knuckled down and worked harder. We also both sought and fought, found therapy. But neither of us had therapists who were geniuses, and nothing really changed. What I chose to focus on now is the memory of when things were wonderful. And they were wonderful for a good 12 years. So, now you tell me you're going to go to a mediator to work out the details of your divorce. And I feel what it must have taken like for you when I told you my seemingly unshakable marriage to a wonderful woman who was still wonderful was now over. Now, these are the two guys talking about. Remember they met at gym when they were 6 and 7? My marriage is over. And now I have an idea with what all our mutual friends went through watching us fall apart. Oh, man. Can't you work it out? The answer is no, you can't. No one else lives with your spouse, and no one else has any idea how often you fight, stew, or go to bed lonely. Both you and I hung in there until it was spoiled milk, and there isn't a thing you can do with spoiled milk except dump it down the drain. Now I'm going to tell you what your life will be like when you pack your stuff and move out of the house. For me, that came in 2012. At first, it was a huge relief. You have no idea until it actually happens what it's like to live a life with no one to argue with. And, brother, it is sweet. You wonder why you didn't do this before. Just go away by yourself for a while. Get back in touch with your essence. You'll forget that you didn't do it because you didn't have the money to buy a banana. Forget a man cave. And you also, like me, took your marriage vows seriously. For now, though, sweet relief. But soon, there by yourself, the fact that a good part of your life is over and you're just creeping by will greet you every day, that despite your obvious skills and smarts and ambitions, you failed to make your 20s and 30s and 40s into some kind of mighty empire. Now, this is a letter to a friend on his divorce. You'll discover the world isn't necessarily rushing to greet older divorced men. You'll see other guys around your new town, guys who have either divorced or never married, and they in turn will recognize you, noting that you have no one next to you as you shop, get your car fixed, play gigs with your band, or visit coffee shops. These guys have semi-old faces and bodies, and soon you'll realize with a great shock that you have a semi-old face and body, too. Now, you're going to accept what happened and along what you'll realize you're not alone, though it sure feels that way sometimes. Then you'll start to see couples who've been together 40 years who are miserable, who regard each other with contempt, and you'll think to yourself, my God, that used to be me. It's not you anymore, my friend. And it's not me. And I'm saying that we've all been at the bottom of that well, and I'm telling you there is a way out if you just hold on and show up. Your mind is going through hell. You'll scream in the tower talk. You'll see couples on Facebook. Sometimes you feel as if you deserve this to be alone away from your family. and then one day you'll come to the other side. Talk to you more about this on Tuesday. Au revoir.